you're listening to Principal Broadcasting, featuring the League of Professionals with Muriel Donnelly, weekdays 10 to 4 p.m. with current topics to elevate your career to the next level.
John Stevens here on Principal Broadcasting, and today I have a very delightful guest joining my show. Her name is Renee R. Sperling, and she is a licensed clinical social worker, and she's also a board-certified diplomate in clinical social work. And today we are going to find out all about what Renee R. Sperling is doing for the fine folks of Los Angeles, California, because that is where her practice and herself call home base. So without any further ado, why don't we welcome her to the show. Renee R. Sperling, welcome.
Hi.
So welcome to the show. I thought it'd be a great place for us to start, Renee, if you just kind of told us a little bit about what Renee R. Sperling, what it is that you do.
Okay. All right, I will. I've been a psychotherapist for over 20 years and have an office in West L.A., as he said, where I practice. I created and developed my own specialized clinical technique of working with clients of all ages and with all diagnoses. It's a combination of psychoanalytic psychotherapy, cognitive behavioral techniques, and humor. My specialty is relational addiction, codependency, and marital dysfunction. I also work with eating disorders, anxiety, and depressive disorders, as well as problem gambling.
So Renee,
I also work with individuals, couples, families, and serve the LGBT community.
It seems like you deal with everything under the sun.
Yes, I do. I pretty much do. Yes, with all those years of experience. Yes.
Now, Renee, currently, what would you say currently is? Do you see coming through your doors more than anything else?
People with a lot of anxiety.
Yeah.
That's the main thing I see, yes.
And now, with anxiety, see, this has always interested me about mental health. In your professional opinion, when you see folks coming into you for help with anxiety and stuff like that, does anxiety tend to be the diagnosis, or is anxiety just a symptom of something that may be going on in their lives that's a little more defined than just anxiety?
Right. Well, anxiety, you know, is a diagnosis, and, you know, it can be social anxiety, different kinds of anxiety.
Right.
However, it's usually if people who feel this sense of nervousness inside them, and they don't really know what to say and how to explain it. So
right.
That's why they come, you know, they just, you know, look up, you know, therapists to call or whatever, and they, you know, call me and come in and see me, and I will probably tell them then, you know, what their diagnosis is so that they can then look it up and understand more about it and not feel so, you know, so alone.
And Renee, how is something like anxiety treated normally?
It's best treated, actually, with cognitive behavioral techniques.
Right. If you have a patient sitting in front of you who is currently suffering from anxiety, what would be something that you would do right there in the office to try and help them kind of, I don't want to say get over it because that sounds a little cliche, but
right.
Kind of treat it and make them seem, you know, feel a little bit better about it.
Well, first of all, I usually try to make people feel like, you know, that they have something that can definitely change,
right.
And that and they can grow out of this, and that it, by talking to me and by my explaining to them different things about it, you know, basically that they then will feel a lot more comfortable within themselves, because that's what it is. It's usually a really great discomfort with who you are or what somebody else is doing, or, you know, or how you're dealing with people, or how, you know, things like that. So, and sometimes it has to do with your childhood and being very anxious in your childhood, and you bring it to your adulthood and you've never done anything about it. So you go to see somebody for it later. And then
right.
when we look at the issues that, you know, from the childhood, that can clear some of that up too for today.
Right. So in essence, it's what it sounds like it is it sounds like it's something that may have happened in that person's childhood that may have been
right.
traumatic and may have caused anxiety later on in life. And what you do is try and bring them back to that place
yes.
and try and
yes.
make them realize that it's not so scary. And, you know, maybe it was
exactly.
15, 20 years ago.
Yes, exactly. Right. Yes, that's exactly what I mean.
Now, Renee, I do have to end the show in just a little bit, but I cannot allow you to leave here without, first of all, telling us a little bit more about how we can connect with you on the internet. If somebody's out there yes. listening and they really enjoyed what they heard and they wanted to find out a little bit more about you and your practice, do you have a website or any sort of social media presence, anything like that?
Yes, I do. My website is ReneeSperling.com. So you leave out the R,
right.
You know, it's ReneeSperling.com. And at that website, I have my phone number, I have my address, I have my, you know, I tell people what I do and how I do it.
Right.
And you can become acquainted with anything about me on that website. And it's, you know, you sometimes when people call me, they, you know, they're calling from an insurance company,
right,
or something. I take insurance. I take almost all the insurances that are out there. I can't even imagine one that isn't one that I take.
Well, and that's fantastic. So for those out mm-hmm. there who are listening, who may be a little concerned about, well, you know, how is this going to get paid for? Renee accepts insurance, everybody, so it shouldn't really mm-hmm. be an issue. Renee Sperling, I cannot thank you enough for taking the time out of your busy schedule and your day to come and talk to me and indulge me on your professional world, and I really, really appreciate it, and of course, wish you the very best of luck.
Thank you very much. Nice talking with you.
You're very welcome.
This is Principal Broadcasting, the professional's choice.